With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Cayman's total number of people tested for the COVID-19 coronavirus is more than 10,000. A, quote, really important milestone, according to His Excellency the Governor, Martin Roper.
We are sixth in the world, number six in the world for tests per head of population. So again, I think that is a really significant achievement, and well done to everyone for that.
As Cayman moves into the next phase of suppression, Governor Roper says fundamental measures will be more and more important as greater individuals begin to interact.
Continuing need for social distancing, wearing masks in public, and basic hygiene. I think the vast majority of people are following that guidance, but we still see reports that quite a few people are not. So as we move into this next phase, that becomes even more important as we have more and more people out on the streets and roads.
Since the COVID-19 crisis began, many local charities have come on board to help those in need. But Director of Hazard Management Cayman Islands, Danielle Coleman, says it's absolutely critical that all are coordinated in a manner that avoids duplication.
We make sure that we're all communicating together. So under the national response, the Red Cross are charged as the voluntary agency responders, emergency support team leaders to coordinate this. And we're really, really encouraging all charities and all NGOs who are doing any response in COVID. Of course, it's a changing landscape. Well, no doubt if we have any effect from the hurricane season this year, there'll be more charities as well.
Ms. Coleman strongly encourages all agencies to register with the Cayman Islands Red Cross as team leaders of that NEOC group.
We're strongly encouraging all agencies to register with the Cayman Islands Red Cross as team leaders of that NEOC group. There is a form on their website, on their Facebook page, as well as Hazard Management's Facebook page. And again, otherwise, you can contact the Red Cross directly. But we please, all agencies who are doing anything in response to COVID relief, please register with the Red Cross.
The Ministry of Community Affairs reminds the public that the deadline for submitting applications to its work permit holder project is May 31st. Note that the services as needed may be extended into June only on applications received up to May 31st. For more information, call 244-8000 or email CIGCOVIDSupport@gov.ky. Some countries are weathering the coronavirus pandemic better than others. The Minister for Health says although Cayman's request to the Cuban government for medical staff was met favorably, the country does not plan to proceed with its proposal as the suppression mechanisms implemented by Cayman's government has worked so well.
There's no need to proceed with this contingency plan at this time. So I just wanted to make that clear. Glad to know we were able to negotiate a favorable position in terms of if we needed. And I'm also happy to know that the advice received from CMO and all the other team members and his teams around him, that we were able to be at this position at this time. And I thank God. And that's the reason why I read the scripture and invited prayer into this to ensure that the country on a whole was covered in all areas. So no need at this time to proceed with that. But I'm thankful that we had the opportunity to get a favorable response.
The Honorable Dwayne Seymour there. Cuba dispatched medical expert teams to over 59 COVID-19 affected countries. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. China's National People's Congress has overwhelmingly endorsed a new bill paving the way for a tough new security law in Hong Kong. The law will criminalise conduct that harms national security and allows Beijing's intelligence agencies to set up in the territory for the first time. As tensions rise, at least two pro-democracy legislators have been thrown out of Hong Kong's assembly. One lawmaker threw rotten plants onto the floor of the debating chamber, saying it symbolised the decay of the territory's rule of law. Spanish car workers have been protesting outside factories in Barcelona that the Japanese manufacturer Nissan plans to close in December. 3,000 jobs will be lost. Protesters burned tyres outside the gates of one plant and then marched to other buildings in the complex. Nearly 850,000 people became unemployed in France in April, raising the total there to more than 4.5 million. That's a record since the current register began nearly a quarter of a century ago. April was the first full month under lockdown. BBC News.